Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 366 for Tuesday, April 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Tuesday, with gains in the old crop months and losses in the more deferred positions. Canola was down by $2 to up by over $2, the July contract up $1.80 at $500.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans were supportive, providing the catalyst for some fund buying in the Canadian market as well. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market ahead of the growing season remained supportive as well, with parts of Western Canada still on the dry side and others in need of warmer temperatures. However, a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar did limit the upside. Steady farmer selling was also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher today. Soybeans up 8 to 18 cents, the July contract up 17 at 10.27 per bushel. Declining production prospects out of Argentina were a major supportive influence once again, with private forecasters lowering their estimates on the size of that country's soybean crop, as excess moisture and flooding hampers harvest operations and cuts into yield potential. Speculators there covering short positions and building new long positions in soybeans, and that was another feature. However, relatively favorable seeding weather across the U.S. Midwest did limit the upside, with 3% of intended acres in the ground as of this past Sunday. For corn, prices were up 5 to 8 cents, the July contract up 5 at 3.87 per bushel. Ideas that dry weather in Brazil was cutting into that country's corn crop were supportive, while gains in crude oil also underpinned the U.S. futures, given corn's link to ethanol production. However, the U.S. corn crop was 30% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was well ahead of average for this time of year and limited the gains. Wheat is up 3 to 10 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 10 at 4.88 per bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar index accounted for some of the buying interest in beans, as the softer currency made exports a bit more attractive. However, improving condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop and the good pace of spring wheat seeding in the country limited the advances. U.S. winter wheat was rated 59% good to excellent, that's up 2 points on the week, while the spring wheat crop in the U.S. was 42% seeded, that's off last year's pace but still well ahead of average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.